Right, just top and tail the match statistics. Josh King, early penalty after 4 minutes. Then within quarter an hour, Craig Dawson, Gareth McCauley made it 2-1. Another goal for McCauley, the defender. Tony Pulis, you must be chuffed with the situation since October here at the club, aren't you?
Yeah, we're pleased. I think to get to the 40 points now with 12 games to go is fantastic. The players deserve it, Pat. You know, it's a small group of players. We haven't got a large squad. We've got a small group of players, but they're very, very close together. And you've seen it today. You know, we've played some smashing football at times. And when we had to dig in, then we've dug in. You know, Ben's made two wonderful saves at the end of the game in the last 2 or 3 minutes of injury time. And because we never got that third goal, you're always on a little on edge a little bit that, you know, that Bournemouth could level it up. So, no, very, very pleased.
What solace have you got for Bournemouth? After all, you live down there and you signed Eddie Howe as a player. What can you say on their behalf?
No, I don't think Bournemouth will go down. I think they've got, if you have a look at the bench and have a look at the players that they've brought off the bench today, they've got a strong group of Premier League players and, you know, they need to stick together. I don't have to tell Eddie to stick together and we'll keep working at it and the results will go for him.
You realise this is the last time this season we have to talk about 40 points in the spectre of relegation? And we're early in February.
No, I know, it's pleasing. But Pat, we've just seen with the situation with Claudio at Leicester. You know, the most important thing is that the players understand and recognise that they don't get carried away with themselves or with the publicity or anything else. You know, you have to be relentless in this league. You know, certainly when you're at clubs like West Bromwich Albion. You know, the every game and every week, and you've seen it again today, you know, the game is competitive. And if you're not 100% full out, you lose games, and you know, that's hopefully the players. I keep banging on about it. Hopefully, the players will take that forward.
But there's a genuine chance, Tony, you could finish seventh this season.
Well, what we've got to do, Pat, is make sure we're ready for the next game.
Oh no! Take each game as it comes. Oh no!
Yeah, I've got that quote from you, Pat.
Be off with you. I'm bored with you. Bored with you.
It's about kicking on now, Tony, isn't it, and getting to 50, and then maybe beyond that as well.
It's about preparing the players now for next week against Crystal Palace and making sure we keep our feet on the ground. I think I've just said now about, you know, Leicester and Ranieri winning the league and then the situation they're in now. You know, people take their eye off the ball and you know, it's a relentless league and you have to be ready for every game and you have to be up for every game. And, you know, that's what we've got to do, make sure the players don't get too carried away with the media, their attention and everything else that rolls with it.
Scary moment for Craig Dawson in the second half. He's got a golf ball size lump on his head. How is he?
He's getting slaughtered by the players for coming off. I think a few of them have asked him, can he remember who they are? So, yeah, he's taking some stick at the moment. He's okay, Dawson. Yeah, he's fine.
And Matt Phillips, you lost him before the game. What's the news with him?
Yeah, Matt was a disappointment for us because he's been so good. And a game that was so open today, Matt, he would have been really enjoyed the spaces that were left by Bournemouth. He's got an hamstring injury. We're not sure how long it'll be. Hopefully midweek we'll have a better view and hopefully he's fit for Palace.
One thing about the team, it's a real solid unit once again today, Tony. They had to dig deep, didn't they, at times?
I think we'll have to, you know, that's the way it is. You know, unless you get that two-goal lead and sometimes that, you know, that can be clawed back, then, you know, it's always, you know, nip and tuck. So, you know, they've just shown togetherness again today. That is very, very good in a group. If you have a look at the work and the rate, you know, the work rate and the rate that they help one another and get one another out of trouble. You know, I think Livermore run from one box to the other box today and intercepted a pass. You know, I think it just sums up what the group are about.
Good for you that you have decisions to make on team selections as well. You have options now at Albion.
First time in 2.5 years.
Don't moan about it.
I won't.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Tony. Thank you.